This is a stupid show.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
In 100 years, it's going to be what? 21, 22.
That's right.
Are people going to know these songs or not in 100 years?
Ooh, this is good. Okay, go ahead. Hit me.
So I went back to 1922 and pulled up some songs from 22, and we'll see if we remember any of these songs. So this shows you how out of date music is from 100 years ago.
Right. Okay, I'm ready.
Everybody loves their place of birth. Seems it's just a grand.
Oh, this is a hot swinging number.
This was like number one.
Some folks live in mansions, some live mighty well.
Okay, so that was 100 years ago. We don't remember that song. So in 100 years, are people going to know what our classic songs, will they remember them in 100 years? Like, okay. We don't remember any of those. So like Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. In 100 years,
will it still be going on?
Will it be a classic, or will people listen to it as that crackling song that we just heard?
That's a good question. I love Celine, but I just don't see her as being iconic enough that she's going to withstand the test of time for 100 years.
All right. I said no. 77% of people said yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess good for Celine Dion.
Yeah, I don't think that song is remembered now. So I don't think it's going to be around in 100 years. How about I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys?
No.
No, there's no way. No,
people don't even like it now.
Yeah, 70% of people said yes, that's a classic.
What?
Yeah. There's no way people are going to remember. If people remember this song in 100 years, I'm done. Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton.
Oh, can you imagine, like, it has a resurgence in 50 years and it becomes like...
It did, because it was in a movie lately, and they were like, oh, Paris Hilton, I love this song, and they started singing it in the movie.
Anybody who says that this song is going to be still around in 100 years from now is just fucking with you.
3% of people said that's a classic, 59% of people said no, 38% of people said I've never heard it, thank God.
Yeah.
3%
good
said
answer,
no, it's
everybody.
A classic. Part of that 3%.
You know who that was? That Paris was Nikki Hilton. No, that was her sister Nikki.
And her
brother Conrad.
There you go.
And her.
Song.
Oh, please, God, let that be around in 100 years from now.
I love that people said, yes, it's a classic, no, or I've never heard it. So, yes, it's a classic, 25%, 55% of people said no. And I say, no way, because when's the last time you heard that song now?
Well, it's a novelty song, and I actually used it as a joke in a tweet recently because it was just so random.
And it might creep its way into a movie in 75 years.
No.
Maybe one more time.
Ooh.
Yes, a classic, no, or no, I've never heard it.
If you have never heard Baby One More Time, you know you should not be taking this quiz. You know what? I feel like Britney Spears is just getting started. She's about to write a book. She got a $15 million deal. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say in 100 years from now, people will know that song.
88% of people said yes. The Britney Spears song I think people will remember in 100 years, Toxic.
Toxic over Hit Me One More Time?
Yeah, I think Toxic is the bigger hit that's going to last the test of time.
I love them both, so I'm good with both.
75% of people said, yeah, it's classic. This one's hard. Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
I forgot about that song until you just said it.
Yeah.
And I loved it. When that song came out, I listened to it constantly. I downloaded it. I had it on repeat. And I was working at a radio station that played it all day long, and I couldn't get enough of it. Now, here I am just a couple years later. I totally forgot about that song. There's better Taylor Swift songs than that.
Yeah, and I guarantee not one station has played it this year.
No, definitely not.
All right. Party in the USA.
That's a tough one because I was in Bed Bath & Beyond the other day and they have their own DJ there, their own music. Like, I don't know how they do it, but like they just pick whatever songs they think everybody wants to hear. And they had that on their playlist.
I love that Bed Bath & Beyond has a better radio station than your hometown station.
Yep, that's right.
They actually have a live jock.
Oh, yeah, I go to Bed Bath & Beyond just for the music.
Well, it's sad that they actually have a disc jockey. Your town doesn't. So,
yep.
Party in the USA, yes or no?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say yes.
58% of people said yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. Nobody knows this song now, The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica.
They do know it, and it comes up on lots of lists, but I just don't think it has enough universal appeal.
Hollerback Girl, Gwen Stefani. Classic
or
no?
Oh, hell yeah.
You think?
Total class. Yes, because by then everyone's going to know what a Hollerback Girl is, finally.
Finally. No Scrubs.
Yes.
I say yes, it's a classic. 71% of people agree.
It's such a classic that Ed Sheeran stole it for Shape of You, and now he has to pay those girls.
I love this one. Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls.
I'm gonna go no. I think in 100 years from now, they will not be interested. No one will know that song.
20% of people said yes, that's a classic. Lock those people up. Now, this is a song I guarantee 100% in 21, 22. This song is still going to be played at Christmas. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes, that song is never going anywhere, ever.
Yeah, 96% of people. I love this. 96% of people said yes. 0% of people said I've never heard it.
Like, if you try to not listen to that song, you can't help yourself. Like, it's played somewhere that you walk, somewhere that you were. Every person on this planet is aware of that song. And that song is still going to be tried and true and huge 100 years from now.
Yeah, November and December, you're never going to get away from it.
Mariah Carey's great-great-great-grandchildren are going to make a ton of money off that song.
That's how they're going to live in 21, 22. There's going to be no water and a little bit of air, but they're still going to have money off of that song. How about Believe by Cher? No, I mean, I don't think radio has played this in 10 years.
Yeah, but people love it, and it's a classic in the clubs. It's a classic in gay culture.
And when Cher dies, it's going to be that cooler of a song.
Yeah. Cher's not going to be dead in 100 years from now. You've seen her. That woman has plastic surgery, and they fill her up with formaldehyde every time they see her.
Oh, no, that's what they said about Joan Rivers.
Good point. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll say, yeah, it's a classic. 56% of people said, yes, classic. How about Get Low by Lil Jon?
No. I was going to ask you about rap songs and rock songs are not on this list at all.
I've been skipping past them because, yeah, I don't think so. Like,
no, but rock songs, like bands that I don't like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, are those going to be around 100 years from now?
Yeah, those aren't on here. That's the strange thing. How about maybe Wannabe by Spice Girls?
Oh, yes.
You think yes?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Don't sing it, please. Bye, 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 NSYNC. You're going to say yes, it's a classic. 67%.
Hey. I want to see you out that door. Okay, yes, it'll be around.
Hey Ya by Outkast.
Nah. It came, it went. People listen to it like, I remember that song. Nobody's into it now.
Bootylicious.
I think that's one of Beyonce's most important, and Destiny's Child most important songs.
Yes.
Bootylicious. People will be too bootylicious for you, babe, in 100 years from now.
56% of people said no.
No?
Yeah.
No, my body is too bootylicious for you, and it will be too bootylicious for you in 100 years from now.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Let's go, girls.
56% of people said, yeah, it's a classic. No, it's not.
Where's Madonna on this list?
Yeah,
and I don't mean Madonna, and I don't mean Madam X. I mean Madonna, like a prayer, like a virgin, all of her like songs.
And I will tell you, I was in radio when we got this song. And I remember the single to this song when it came out. And I remember putting it in my stereo saying, this is going to be a huge smash. Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas.
Oh, that's such a great song. Yeah, that's going to be around 100 years from now. That's, everybody loves that song.
49% of people said no. 28% said yes. And 23% said I never heard it.
What? No, bullshit. Bullshit. I think people, the problem with that song is when you hear it, you're like, oh, that's smooth.
That is smooth, right.
It's a terrible name for a song. It does. That's the name of the song doesn't go with the song. So you know, trust me, 23%, you know that song.
If Cooper is alive in 100 years, this song will still be on her phone. Sugar, we're going down.
Booyah, that is my favorite song on the planet. Fallout Boy, yes. Sugar, We're Going Down it's number one on my list, and 100 years from now, it will still be number one on my list.
Yeah, 52% of people said no.
It'll be number one with a bullet. That's a line from the song.
Yeah, I get that. The other song I got on a single and said, this is going to be a smash. I knew it the second I heard it. Chumbawamba.
No, that's not going to be 100 years from now, is it?
48% of people said no.
Okay.
Yeah, by Usher.
No, I don't. You know, I used to think I liked that song, and then I grew up. I was like, I don't like that song anymore.
I'm just thinking about songs that could make it into movies in 100 years, like Good Riddance.
Yeah.
Tommy, Your Life, Green Day.
Green Day, yeah.
I think that's a classic.
I agree. Yeah.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. All right. Shallow, Lady Gaga. 100 years,
no.
Will they know it?
No.
You say no.
No, that's a weird... Okay, so Lady Gaga has some major songs out there. Like, she's put out some major hits that have reached number one. I know Shallow was one of them, but... That was not her best song. Like, that's not better than Poker Face.
What about Bad Romance?
That's not better than Bad Romance.
Okay, is Bad Romance going to be a classic?
Yes, it is a classic.
Right, 73% of people said yes.